Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And hello to our new listeners in India tonight. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from California, IA, where he's getting ready to vote for anybody but Gavin, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Yay!
All right, there they are.
They're always there. 78 degrees tonight, a little warmer than normal by 1 degree, but they're on the porch, drinks in their hand, holding them high, because they know you're there.
I appreciate that.
That's right, and they appreciate you. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we got to mention Fred. Now, Fred is going to be the name of our next tropical storm, and it will be a tropical storm, probably this morning, coming down the slop, if you will. The system is forecast to become a tropical storm as it moves towards the Leeward Islands tonight, and tropical storm conditions are possible there. Now, tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico beginning Tuesday afternoon and in the Dominican Republic by Wednesday, with tropical storm conditions possible in northern Haiti by Wednesday. Notice I said northern Haiti. Yeah. Now, we have our affiliate down there in the Caribbean, AM 1000. So for you folks down there, this is not anything that's, as of the moment anyway, this is not anything that's devastating. It'll be a big-time rainmaker. There will be some wind. The wind is currently gusting 35 miles an hour with some higher gusts. But it's just starting out doing whatever it's going to do. It'll take a couple of days for us to figure out, and the weather people too, what it's going to do, exactly where it's going to go. But I will tell you, all interest in the Bahamas over into Florida, including the west side of Florida, where I'm sitting, need to pay attention to this storm, because sometime later this weekend, we could be looking at a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and who knows what else, because these things have a habit of changing.
That's exactly right, Captain. And as we watch this storm, if it continues to stay primarily over the water, that means it could really be energized.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I said northern Haiti. That means it's going to be in water as it goes past Haiti and the Dominican Republic instead of going over the mountains.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I want to say something here. We've had a lot of conversation over the past day or so coming from all different sources about Cuomo, and, of course, that's out there. We're going to be talking about it and about a lot of these events that were held and the Sturgis biker rally where I've got some friends up there, and they basically told Joe Biden to go stick it yesterday. Because he was talking about Fauci. It was Fauci that came up and said, well, you know, we don't want a continuation of what happened there last year when we had the Super Soaker event, the spread of COVID all over the place. So I went and looked at the records. Do you know what the percentage was of people coming down with COVID?
What was that?
Less than 1%.
Wow, very interesting.
450,000 people were there for Sturgis. Less than 1%. Fauci doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, I mean, that really is extraordinary. I wonder what the percentage might be for other sort of typical things, maybe like common cold.
You mean like Barry's massless 60th birthday bash, which was the appropriate, hey, Joe, here you go, take your masks and shove them.
Well, that's right. We're seeing a lot of pictures coming out from that.
Yeah, and the festivities were still going on this morning with the third day brunch, where before everybody was getting ready to go, and they got together and had a little brunch at the very last there.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, you know, I guess, you know, it's what they wanted to do, I suppose. And but unfortunately, if other people get together, then they're kind of accused of being the super spreader event.
But I want you to know that according to the New York Times, a reporter who was interviewed by one Jim Acosta on CNN, the Obama's party is a low risk because they were more sophisticated and a vaccinated crowd.
Really?
That's what she said.
More sophisticated.
Yeah, and they were because they were a vaccinated crowd. Yep.
Well, but at the same time, isn't Dr. Fauci telling everybody to wear a mask anyway because you could still have it and still spread it?
That's what he
even
said.
If you're vaccinated?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and by the way, we had some other news yesterday. I don't know if you heard this or not, but the Pentagon, as of September 15th, is making it mandatory for all members of the military to get vaccinated, and the only way that they won't is if they have a medical condition that doesn't allow them to, number one, or if for religious reasons they can't get it. That's it, period. Other than that, you get it, and if you don't, I don't think you'll be in the military much longer.
Precisely, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, a very busy night on the Regidio, so don't go anywhere. And I got Mr. Kyle going to take a break here, so here you go.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. I will take it away. By the way, Relief Factor brings you this part of the program. Of course, they are part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body stay in control of the pain that I have, plus reducing any inflammation that I have when my left ankle and foot and leg decide to swell up. And that's the best way that I have found without having to take prescription drugs, because this is 100% drug-free, and it works for me. And that's because of the four ingredients that are in Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also alleviates pain at the source, and it'll even go there, lower, and eliminate the pain that you're having with other problems, too. So, give it a try. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. It only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95 is the price. And you'll be glad you did, because after all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
You got to say hello to somebody there?
That's right. We heard from Heidi in Salt Lake City tonight, Captain. Heidi is working the fuel desk at the Flying J there in Salt Lake City. That's 7th Street South.
Yep.
And definitely appreciate that, hearing from Heidi. They've got the show going on in there. And so if you're coming through Salt Lake City, stopping at the Flying J and say hi to Heidi.
Now, I want to just mention in passing here that the DOD, as I mentioned earlier, but I just kind of blew over the top, but the DOD is going to require all military troops to be vaccinated for COVID-19. That new policy will go into effect on 15 September 2021. And unless you got a medical situation or a religious situation, you are going to have to get vaccinated. And if you don't, I'm not sure what the end result is going to be. This may be a way to try to vet the military again. I'm not sure, but we'll see.
Right. Well, right now, it looks like we've got some pretty high percentages in the military already vaccinated. The Navy, I think, has about 74%.
Correct.
Air Force at 65%. 60% of reserve forces are at least partially vaccinated. The number in the Army right now looks to be about 50%.
Yep. And by the way, a special shout out to Richard the Marine up there in Oregon. He just chimed in and he says, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. I hope all's well your way. It's a nice 58 degrees here in Oregon. Well, you can have the 58 degrees. I think I'll take my temperature first. If it was 58, I would have to have a little light coat on.
Yep, yep. But hopefully it's not too smoky now there as well. They've still got the air quality issues.
Now, I got to mention Andrew Cuomo now. We'll get into this. I don't know if you know this or not, but my contacts in upstate New York, some of whom are still in political office, some of whom are not, are telling me that Cuomo is trying to cut a deal right now with the New York State Assembly to avoid being impeached. He's trying to cut a deal. Well, I don't know what kind of a deal he's trying to cut, but the people up there want him gone. It couldn't be any plainer, couldn't be any simpler. The voters up there want him gone, and it's well over 70% of the people polled, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, at this point it looks like Governor Cuomo might need to simply choose for himself how he might leave the office, either because, again, all indications are, and I think it's a very high probability that he would be impeached, deal or no deal, as it were. It'd be interesting to see what kind of deal he's trying to make. But honestly, Captain, even if they were to make such a deal, then that would come back on them, I think. I think it would be very unpopular, to say the least. So if he resigns, he at the very least has the ability to say, I'm going out on my own terms. But other than that, it looks like grasping at straws at this point.
Well, they have at least one more girl that has accused Cuomo of sexual misconduct, at least one more girl who is talking about filing criminal charges and is talking to the law enforcement right now, along with the original one. And we have at least one other girl who has come forward to say that she was accosted by the governor, and that's now another person filing a report. So that makes a total of 12.
Precisely. And this is a very serious thing. And we always have to go back to what is causing this report to be made in the first place. And it's because these women are making these accusations. They've been hurt. And again, this does not sit well with people. And I don't know how Governor Cuomo believes he could weather it.
Well, I've been around Italians all my life. Some of my best friends are Italians. I get it when they give you a hug, they give you a little peck on the cheek, this, that, and the other. Usually it was the women doing that. Once in a while, the men would do that, but I get it. That's a form of respect. They weren't kissing you on the lips, none of that sort of stuff. I saw what Cuomo was doing, and he was going overboard.
Well,
overboard.
Right, exactly. See, that's where it ceases to be a cultural sort of nicety in that regard. But trying to hide behind that is also, I think many people find that just despicable.
Well, yeah, because first of all, if you're a woman and you don't want to be kissed on the lips or hugged or squeezed or your butt pinched or whatever it was he was doing all of the above, by the way, we might add. He was doing whatever he could get away with, okay? And a lot of people just don't care for that.
Well, right. I mean, some of these descriptions, especially the young woman who's come forward who was executive assistant number one, of her description of what he was doing, again, is just beyond the pale. And so that, you know, there's no way of simply trying to pawn it off of, well, I just like this. You know, that's not it at all. That's just wrong.
Now, I don't know how many but a few of the Democratic lawmakers in the state of Texas have gone back to Texas because the judge put a stay on Governor Greg Abbott's ability to be able to arrest them.
Right.
So they went back to Texas, a few of them. They're not all back in Texas because they're afraid that, you know, they're going to be held accountable and they're going to be dragged into do whatever, this, that, and the other. But I believe that what should happen is if they're not going to do the job the people of Texas elected them to do, there's got to be something on the books somewhere, a law somewhere, that says once they relinquish their duty, they're gone.
Yes,
and
well,
they can be removed from office.
Yeah, that seems reasonable in the extreme. And but, of course, what would happen is they would try to say, well, what does it mean? What does it constitute to have abandoned my, you know, my job, this kind of thing? So they
It constitutes leaving town in the middle of a vote.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that's what it constitutes right there. That's part of it.
Yeah. And but again, they have, you know, sort of made their own bed here, Captain. They have shown the voters of Texas precisely what they're willing to do, that they're not willing to stand up and vote when the legislature's in session. They're not doing their jobs, and they pulled a stunt, and it's the equivalent of I'm taking my ball and going home.
Well, for the good people of Texas listening to us, if you don't know this already and you haven't heard it 1,000 times from somebody else, vote these bums out and start over.
Right, exactly. See, that's the ultimate remedy for this. It's the ultimate remedy. And what these Democrat legislators in Texas have done, I have to say, they're only making it worse for themselves and their party and their future. And, of course, you know, maybe they don't care about that at this point because they only see the short term. But that's not the kind of people you want representing you.
Now, for our friends to the north that are going into the north, namely Canada, I'm talking about both Canada itself and Ontario and British Columbia and Calgary. And then, of course, you've got Quebec. There's a couple of different things that are being enforced up there. First of all, Canada is allowing non-essential travel for fully vaccinated Americans. You must be able to prove you were vaccinated to get into Canada. That either means your CDC shot card you got or something, some certification or something. You got to show it to them. If you don't do that, you won't get in. That's number one. Number two, Quebec says no vaccine passport, no admittance. That means you got to show them your CDC card. It's a foreign country. It's another land. It has nothing to do with America, and you're perfectly legal in doing what they're doing there. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to let Mike Gallagher take us a break this time.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas House Democrats who had fled the state to stop a vote on an election reform bill have begun to return to Texas following a judge's restraining order temporarily blocking an order for their arrest. State Representative James Tallarico was the first of the group to announce that he'd return to Texas, tweeting that their efforts shined a national spotlight on the Texas law. Governor Greg Abbott had ordered the arrest of those lawmakers, once they'd returned to the state, to return them to the state legislature. And the Pentagon says that it will require all U.S. military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a memo Monday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would request approval from President Biden to enact a mandate that would require all personnel to get vaccinated by mid-September. The Department of Defense said that more than 60% of active duty troops are already fully vaccinated, with about 73% having received at least one dose. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do that in a second here, but let me just tell you something here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Talked to Dawn yesterday, the executive assistant to Mike Lindell, and they're all excited about what they're starting up today. Today is the day, day number one, of the three-day symposium that they're going to have at Frank's Speech, frankspeech.com. Now, you're going to want to go over there and take a look at what's going on, because it's not just going to be strictly about the election of 2020. There's going to be more about it. There's going to be a lot of information there that you haven't seen or you haven't heard anywhere else from Mike Lindell and the people that he's had researching the different stuff that's been going on. But the main thing is I want you to listen to Mike Lindell and what he has to say about the whole situation right now. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Okay, Kyle, what's the promo code they're going to be using? Whoop, there we go.
They can use the promo code CAPTAIN.
Yep, and of course, folks, when you go to frankspeech.com, you use the promo code to get in. CAPTAIN, you can also use that to buy anything that you see there because he's got some ridiculously marked down prices on some stuff there for the special symposium that he's having. You can also call him if you want to at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And, of course, MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website, the primary website. But FrankSpeech.com is his political personal platform that he's got, which is not only the Internet and advertising that way, but it's also his news network he's got. He started his own little news network and all that.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yep. So go to FrankSpeech.com for the next 3 days. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in and watch his symposium. And then if you feel that you need to purchase anything that's there, take a look-see. The promo code again, CAPTAIN. Okay, so here we go again. Moving right along. The Texas State Troopers are busy right now ramping up their arrests along the border for border trespassers.
Well, that's right. So back in June, on June 1st, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he had issued a disaster declaration regarding this and began to direct the state troopers there to arrest people who have come across the border illegally on charges including trespass, criminal mischief, and also evading on foot. So, again, they're trying to find a way in order to be able to enforce the law, if not directly, of the laws of coming into the country illegally, which the Biden administration seems to have simply just thrown out the window.
Well, you have to understand what the nature of the Biden administration is. This is being done intentionally, and we all know it, and nobody can tell us it's not. They are trying to get as many people into this country as they possibly can because they're regarding them as voters. Once they get them in here, and they think that they've got the power that they think they've got in the Congress, and I'm telling you they don't, because that's all going to change, and it is changing as we speak, I might add, they're going to go for amnesty. Then you got a bunch of voters that are going to vote because, oh, the Democrats, they give us the amnesty, and we go ahead and we vote for them. They are so nice. They are so wonderful. In the meantime, you put regular, everyday Americans out of work. You put them out of business. You created another third world entity here in it, and it's just not gonna fly.
Well, no, and you know, a good question for the Biden administration, Captain, is how is it possible to declare to the American people that the pandemic continues, everybody's gonna have to wear masks, this kind of thing. School kids are wearing masks, and everybody's gotta get vaccinated, by the way, too, and we're really pushing that. But at the same time, acting as though no pandemic exists when people come across the border and then they're taken to all points literally throughout the United States of America. And, in other words, you can't say one thing and do another. That's the very definition of the hypocrisy.
And who is hiding the actual number of the COVID positive migrants that are being released from the Rio Grande Valley into the country? And by the way, it's widely believed that some of those people that have been released here in Florida, we don't know how many, are contributing to this little mini spike that we're having here right now with the people that are unvaccinated.
Well, right, exactly. And in other words, if that was not part of the equation, we might be seeing some very, very different numbers about how the United States is coming out of the pandemic. But if the Biden administration continues to allow this to continue, in other words, Captain, they can't be doing that without the knowledge that it's detrimental. We talk about immigration or people who want to come to the country all the live long day, but this is supposedly a medical emergency, a medical crisis, a pandemic. And the White House, who's ever doing stuff at the White House these days. You know, it can't be that stupid, but, you know, I guess maybe they want us to think they are.
Well, a couple of our really good senators, one of them being Senator Rand Paul, has called for a lockdown boycott. Now, he says, not this time. Choose freedom. They can't arrest us all. A lockdown boycott. Resist them.
Well, certainly, if President Trump had called for such a thing and people were that resistant to it, you better believe the media would be completely behind the idea of, no, resist Trump. He's telling you to lock down. You have to do your job.
And well, did you hear anybody tell you that?
What's that?
The media. Did you hear anybody?
No, of course not. No.
All right. Well, I got another one for you from CNN. I'm sorry, from Ted Cruz about CNN. He says, watch the clown car at CNN inadvertently argue for voter ID by listing activities that require papers.
Right. Well, you know, just about everything we do in our daily lives requires some kind of identification.
Yeah.
Opening bank accounts or, you know.
I had to show mine yesterday. I was cashing a check and I had to show my ID yesterday to do it.
Right, exactly. There's many different things. You want to buy property. You want to rent property. You want to, get a job. All these different things that you need to do. Having identification is just a normal part of daily living. But somehow when it comes to voting, then all that goes out the window and we don't need to worry about it. And again, it's ridiculous on its face.
Well, that's the understatement of the year. It's stupid, amongst other things.
Well, exactly right. But again, it's about power, and it's not really about wanting people to really exercise their right to vote. That is a smokescreen that the far left uses in order to create the amount of chaos that we saw, by the way,
yeah,
in 2020, and
yeah,
the amount of confusion, so that in the end they prosper.
I seem to remember somebody somewhere along the line saying that absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes, exactly right.
You remember who said that?
Trying to remember exactly who said it. It's been years.
Might have to look it up during the break. Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah.
But I remember that.
But it is, a very true statement in the sense that once nobody is accountable any longer, then they feel that they can do whatever they want. That is a perfect description of the Democrat Party elite. I'm not talking about rank and file across the highways and byways, but the Democrat Party elite who believe, that's key, that they know better than you do. They need to tell you how to live your life. And then have a big party at the Obama place.
Yeah, exactly. And dance all night. Now, as a matter of fact, dance for three nights.
Right.
All right. Well, our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, is going to appeal the court ruling on the vaccine passports for the Norwegian Cruise Line. Don't know what's going to happen there, but stay tuned because it's going to get interesting.
It sure will, yes.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And yes, we got a report about the weather that's out there, the basic weather. But we've also got to tell you about what's going on in the Caribbean for you listeners to us on AM 1000. Because we got us a storm coming down the slot. And it will be a tropical storm by this morning sometime. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty, they are going to keep it between the lines. So thank you very much there, Don, and Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia, for doing that. By the way, when you see the Star Coach buses, it says Star Coach on the side. That's Don Newen. That's the company he runs. Okay, now. Getting ready to play some good old music here, some dance music. We're going to play some dance music. That way, Sue the Dispatcher will have something to dance to tonight. But in the meantime, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Get on in there. See what they're all about. Become a member of the Drivers Club if you're an RV, or become a member of the RV Club. Get yourself points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store. And to begin with, you can get yourself a free hot cup of coffee just by telling them the captain sent you. So there you go. In the meantime, here is an oldie but goodie. And I'll tell you what, get your dancing shoes on.
We
I can see Kyle dancing around the studio.
That's a good one.
I'll tell you what. Back in the day, my girlfriend, Beverly, who was wound up being a professional dancer, I might add, she went on to Broadway and had a career there. But she and I, we could really, really dance to this kind of stuff. But, I mean, we had a ball. A ball.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's the Bee Gees going back to 1977 for Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Does that bring back some memories?
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, we're going to take a look here at the national weather. I'm going to read a little statement real quick. Multiple clusters of severe thunderstorms were damaging wind swaths. Heavy rain, hail, and a tornado or two are expected across parts of the Midwest on Tuesday. Now, we did have some tornadoes in the Chicago area last night. Not sure what happened there with the damage and whatnot. We'll have to look it up. But widespread oppressive heat is expected the rest of the week for much of the U.S. as excessive heat warnings and watches, along with heat advisories, are in effect for the Northwest, much of the central U.S., and parts of the Northeast. And by the way, when you look at the national weather map tonight and you look down there off to the southeast out of from Florida, you can see that big red swath coming in there, which is the tropical weather headed towards the Sunshine State. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California tonight. We've got some flash flood watches to tell you about. Now, if you're coming across I-10 in the Banning area, Palm Springs area, Desert Hot Springs, this is going to be west of Indio, you're going to run into this flash flood watch that's going on. This is going to go on down south all the way down to the Mexican border, skirting Borrego Springs there. Also, if you're coming up Interstate 15, coming through Victorville, Apple Valley, heading out towards Barstow, you're definitely going to be encountering this flash flood watch as well. Some chance of thunderstorms as we go through the next couple of days in those areas. Also tonight, in Colorado, continuing to have an air quality alert covering the entire state of Colorado. But we do have some good news for people in Colorado tonight. Let me give you a couple of numbers. 440 truckloads. That equals about 13 tons of material, and that's how much crews were able to remove from I-70 there at Glenwood Canyon over the weekend because the weather was cooperating. Now, it doesn't mean it's open yet, but they were able to, but they're going to get a much better idea of how quickly they can get this done. No timeline, definite timeline is given for reopening I-70 in that area that is closed in both directions because of those mudslides. Heading north into Wyoming, we got more air quality alerts, fire weather warning. That, of course, means low humidity, gusty winds. Same story in south eastern Montana tonight. You want to be careful there. This is going to be in the Billings area as well. Heading over towards Missoula, we've got air quality alerts. Excessive heat watches covering most of the Washington state tonight. Also parts of Oregon and heat advisory down in southern Oregon where the bootleg fire continues to burn.
All right, well, taking a look at all the heat warnings here, starting with Iowa, southeast corner of Nebraska, the eastern half of Kansas, the eastern half of Oklahoma, all of Missouri, all of Arkansas, the northern part of Mississippi, the northeastern half, the Metroplex on up I-30 and across I-20 in Texas, and then the western portion of Mississippi and the western portion of Tennessee to include Memphis, the western portion of Kentucky, and the northernmost portion of Indiana across I-80 and I-90, all of Illinois, then over into upstate New York, most of western New York, I-81 west over towards Rochester and up towards Buffalo, up along the lake, Lake Ontario, St. Lawrence. You've got some severe weather warnings right now in the New Jersey and north southeastern Pennsylvania area. Or looks like some flash flooding, as well as some high heat temperatures. And then we got to get into this one. Tropical Cyclone 6, which is going to be Tropical Storm Fred, later this morning. It's a 35-mile-an-hour storm. They're going to be flying another Hurricane Hunter into it here in about an hour and a half or 2 hours. By that time, it may well be a tropical storm. If not, it will be on the next round go-around. But the system is forecast to become a tropical storm as it moves towards the Leeward Islands tonight. Tropical storm conditions are possible there. Tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico beginning Tuesday afternoon. And for you folks listening to us on AM 1000, yes, that's you. and in the Dominican Republic, also that's you, by Wednesday. Tropical storm conditions are possible in northern Haiti by late Wednesday. Now, I'm looking at this thing, Kyle, and this looks like it's going to stay out in the open water and not go over the mountainous areas where it would normally kill the storm. Now, I could be wrong, but right now that's what I'm looking at. And if it stays out there in the open water, 80-degree water, and comes down the slot into the Straits of Florida, which is what pretty much everything is showing us right now, this could be an interesting system.
Yes, very much so, and that would perhaps have a greater impact on the western coast of Florida, depending on how everything turns out.
And the cone of uncertainty takes it out right now about 100 to 150 miles off the west coast of Florida and all the way over into the eastern part across Florida, the peninsula, and over about 40 or 50 miles east of the mainland. So you got yourself about a 200-mile swath, it looks like, maybe 300-350-mile swath. But this storm is sprawling, so we don't know exactly what's going to happen. So that's why everybody's got to pay attention to this, especially in Florida come this weekend, because it's going to be around Friday, Saturday, and maybe Sunday.
Exactly right. So we've got to keep close watch.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along during the course of the evening here. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. In the meantime, Kyle is going to tell you what we're going to be doing. And on the other side of the break, we got stuff to talk about. Believe me when I tell you, we got lots of stuff to talk about. So there you go.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.